Nobody likes onions. The show everyone loves to hate.
Welcome to the program. My name's Patrick. The hat's on, and the rules are off. I don't know. That's a bad intro. I'm very high. Sorry, it's Friday, and I got to deal with you people on a Friday night. Who would want to do that? It's dumb and gross. So anyway, welcome. Happy Friday night. Thank you to everybody who's gifted memberships. We will be locking down. We're going to be locking it down. Smokey the Spurg is eating pork tacos. Shout out to him. Very, very cool. Waivers here. I don't know what this means, but this should be a thing. Sure. Provo PM gifting 5 memberships, which is crazy. I'm almost over helping out poor people. You know what I mean? Enough. We get it. You're poor. Smokey the Spurg, $1.99. Smokey has finished eating pork taco. There's 16 minutes between those two chat. 16 minutes worth of pork tacos. B Smiley and Waver also gifting memberships, which is, I guess, super cool if Aaron Imholt is to be believed. We're getting a lot of glitchy audio today. It really is like Kevin's show. All right, we're just going to talk shit about people today. And like Kevin. Kevin hates clips. So we're just going to talk mad shit about everybody today. Anybody you want me to talk shit about, just ask a question and I'll talk shit about it. And then you can clip it and you can run with it. Basically, I'll talk shit about anybody. Just ask an innocent question and I will turn into Kevin Brennan right before your very eyes. Is it true that Shuli is doing... That Aunt Karen show, is that like a permanent thing? Where they're just literally going to make fun of Kevin every day? That's hilarious. That's hilarious. That they're really
I once broke up with a girl. Well, she dumped me. But she broke my heart. I broke into her house with a bouquet of flowers. She woke up to me standing in her kitchen drenched in the mess of my own tears. She called the cops and locked herself in the bathroom. But hey, if anybody needs Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off's phone number, I got you.
Yeah, Chad talked about, like, following a girl over to some other guy's house and then, like, fighting the guy. It's just like, okay, Chad. Okay. By the way, I don't suppose there's any chance Vince the lawyer is watching, is there? What happened?
I hereby give David Chandler permission to stop by tonight and give you money. Fine by me, and I don't want to brag or anything, but my birthday's coming up. Giggle Shitstick says, dead fool not gone, give you Shia tonight.
What?
Oh, poor baby. Probably never gets pussy.
No.
Yeah. Giggle Shitstick says, Deadpool not going to give you shit tonight. Aw, poor baby. He probably doesn't ever get pussy. That is like a Aaron Imholt comeback. I suck at radio. What's wrong with you? You never get pussy? No, so I guess, you know, I guess Vince the lawyer said something about Phil Elephant's family or something. And then Phil Elephant said that if anybody said anything about his family, he would drive and murder them. So I'd love to get some information on his family to make fun of them tonight. I guess Vince did like an impression of somebody in his family. I don't even know who. I have very sparse details, but basically I would like to make fun of everybody in Phil Elephant's family. What a fucking idiot. I love idiots like that. Karate Phil. Does he do karate? He's got the moves. Thank you for taping me back together, says Black Eyed Sue. No, that was thanks to Deadpool. Did that for you? God, I got real ripped. I'm coughing so fucking bad. That's how you know you're fucking high. That's how you know you're blitz. Hit the like button.
This is the greatest show in my life. I so to hate.
Stick it up your scrimp hole, Patrick.
I love you more than a friend, but I hate you worse than Israel.
Jesus. We're doing yada, yada, and I don't even know what that was. That was weird. What's his name? I don't even know who that guy is. He's like somebody's grandfather or something. Was it bring your elderly out of it to work day, and then somebody showed up with Phil Elephant? Phil Elephant. Phil Elephant. Phil Elephant. What's his show? Does he have one of those things that shoots skeet disc, fly peanut butter cups into his mouth every 20 seconds? How does it work? What is the show? He does karate, people are saying. A ninja expert. Get the fuck out of here. Talk about that hack ride guy. He's a piazza. I don't know anything about him. I guess he's like Bob Levy's new right-hand guy producer. I haven't really watched much of that Levy Land stuff. We don't watch that stuff over here. That's not what Kevin Brennan wants. No clips. Bob Levy's a faggot. Bob Levy's a loser. That's why he's got to start his own. That's why he's got to start his own network with the devil. Bob Levy sucks. Wah. Is that what you guys want? That's all it takes. Yeah, the Levyverse and Hackride are shitbirds. Boo. Yeah, no, I haven't really seen Hackride other than... I do think he talks exactly like Tukey. Very up and down and up and down. And I mean, I could have sworn it was Tukey. But he has an Obama tattoo. That's pretty piazza. Yeah, that is, if that's true. Yikes. Get that blacked out, if you know what I mean. I tried, but your Discord because was taking over by gays. That does make a lot of sense. I can't argue with logic. I hear Phil's son, Babar, is a real jerk. Oh, the elephant. Babar. I used to love that. HBO had two banger cartoons, Babar the Elephant and Madeline. I could watch me some Madeline. She was French. Big in Ohio, white-breasted nut hatch super sticker. Is that a type of bird? David Skywalker, member for some amount of time now. $0. Did you hear Ray tarting out on MLC earlier? I did not. I missed Chad's show today. I took a nap. I missed the... Fuck! Sniping is hard. You win today, Chadley. I'm sure... I heard that Brad Thacker threw you... I heard that Chad had our Discord pulled up during the show and that Brad Thacker threw him completely off. Fucking idiot. This guy thinks he's good at radio. He's like Steel Toe. He comes from a time where, you didn't have to deal with feedback in real time. And, like, now that Chad has to sit there and read the chat and just bite his only remaining lip while he just revels in the hatred. It's nuts. Hackride outed himself by accident on the last Out of the Coffin episode. Okay. And not everybody knew who he was. Everybody was like, we all know who he is. And then nobody cared. It's like, why hide your name? I think the potato, like, still thinks people don't know who he is when everybody, like, knows who he is. It's like, nobody cares. Nobody cares. What are we going to do? I'm coming after the corn. I'm going to get revenge on a potato. None of this is real, everybody. None of it's real. The names with names and the names with inanimate objects or adorable vegetative beings. None of it's real. This is all fake. We built this. We crammed together sand and minerals and made these screens. That's nuts. That's really crazy. I'm very high, but... it is crazy when you think about what we did with all that sand. Anyway, those are facts, and that's how we got here tonight. And we'll be talking to each other through our sand windows. So welcome to it. Salvatore M., why are you lying about Scott Stapp? He's a nice man. I mean, can we pull up some of those nutty... I don't even know why this guy's so angry about Scott Stapp. It just is what it is. I mean, he might be nice and clean now. I don't know. I'm not claiming to know, like, what he's up to today. You know. I'm saying he used to lay in ditches and think the IRS was after him. That's not how the IRS operates. They don't go swamping in Florida. Justin Kimball, Phil Elephant's children eat it pasted. I bet. Melton, the pixels are... oh, fuck, where? I still can't see. You're lucky I don't have good eyesight. The pixels are dead. The pixels are dead. Fuck. If anybody would know, it would be another application. Don't mention Scott Stapp or Star 80 to Sal. What's Star 80? Anyway, can we talk about Phil Elephant's kids or something? I got to make this guy lose his mind. I mean, what a fat fuck. What did he say? Does anybody know the story? Call in if you do. 323-825-4990. 323-4... what was it? 323-825-4990. The earth is flat. No duh. Imagine figuring that out in 2020 and then being like, oh, I discovered something. Of course the earth is flat. White pixel dot on the brim of your headphones. On the brim of your headphones. I don't even know what that means. Headphones don't have brims. Anyway, who else should I talk shit about? What happened with Ray and... Kevin today. Should we watch that? Is that worth? I missed it. I'm going to be honest. I took a nap till about 3, which is 6 Eastern. And then I took a shower. And then I went to the dog park with my dog. Oh, God, you know, just life. Between the brim of your hat and the headphones. I mean, I'm not, you know, we don't really care. What am I going to do? Wrap up the show? I guess we should go. You know, I didn't realize I had a dead pixel, and that would be the end of the world. We're doing it!
Till Elmore was flashlight fighting. His grift was as fast as lightning. Although his weight is a little bit frightening, it's the super chat of your life that you're writing.
Wow. That was not who I thought it was. That was interesting. Phil Elmore was flashlight fighting. I don't understand who he is. He's just like somebody's. Is he like a security guard at a pawn shop? What is his deal? Every time I see him, he's like in a pawn shop. Every time I see a screenshot of Phil Elmore, he's in like a pawn shop or something. There's all this like merch hanging behind him. Anybody want to buy these t-shirts or a saw? Nope. Oh no, we're getting a communication. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting a communication. Hello, you're communicating.
Oh, hello. Is this Mr. Melton Show?
Yes.
Hey there, Melton. This is Mr. Reverend Shitstain. You've heard of my exploits, but I figured I'd come on you. You wanted somebody to talk some shit about Mr. Phil Elmore, Ninja Phil?
I don't know anything about him, honestly.
Would you like a quick roundup?
Yeah.
Because he's one of my favorite locale clowns.
I'd love a long roundup.
Oh, well, I'd be delighted. So, yes, this is Mr. Reverend Shitstain here, a high dabble story. And anyway, so Mr. Melton, Ninja Phil is a character. He's been around since the old internet, like internet 1.5 days. He used to be sometimes on and off writer for Black Belt magazine and the like. You know, just random martial arts magazine.
Will he sign my old Black Belt magazines?
Oh, I'm sure he will if you call him and ask, because he keeps his phone number and personal address on the front page of his website for fans to contact him and send him merchandise.
Nice.
So, and then he also reviews products nowadays. So if you go to his website, which is themartialist.com, I believe, or themartialist.net, not the martial artist, the martialist, because he is not a martial artist, quote unquote. He's a martialist. There's a story to that. I'll get to it. But he's currently, you know, he reviews knives and medical equipment.
Reviews knives like America's Test Kitchen?
No, he reviews like cheap Chinese junk that looks like it's out of an anime that would appeal to a 12-year-old like juggalo. And he like takes them out and he's like, oh, check this out. This blade right here is based off of the Uchimari Tukibata dagger from the anime. And I can do this cool move with it. He, you know, flails his arms a little
bit.
He's got moves. Like, oh, I could kill you 6 times. His moves, I mean, his fat rolls move around quite a bit. He jiggles, and from what he can do with his mobility scooter. But yes,
he is in a wheelchair, right?
Well, sometimes he's in a wheelchair when he needs to exert himself to fend off the homeless people and darkies, as he calls them. He will get up and fight.
Don't make me get out of my wheelchair. We got another Dillagaff over here.
Yeah. So back in the day, he would write in for, you know, Black Belt magazine and the like, but he was never actually a practicing martial artist. He's one of those guys that he idolized the likes. I can't remember his name at the moment, but he was a big fraud back in the day. Don something. He invented like the quote unquote Denmark death touch, where you could touch a dude's chest and kill a motherfucker by blowing up his heart or whatever. And I'm sure some people in chat know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
He was a strong adherent of this kind of like channeling your chi to become an overpowered whatever. And he claims to have trained under all these Sifus and legendary masters to learn these deadly kung fu techniques.
If he told me all that, I would look at him and go, wow, what happened?
Well, here's the thing. Because he learned these super duper powerful legendary chi techniques, he never really had to train and hone his physical body. For his energy as a martialist was so powerful, he could send energy blasts with his specialized punch where he keeps his thumb up and his knuckles bent at an angle where if he would actually hit somebody, he would break his hand. But if he did it on the dummy, you know, it kills the dummy, quote unquote. He has videos of himself doing these qigong, whatever punches he's killing.
He's so good at all this stuff, he never had to hone his physical body?
Correct, because he is a martialist, not a martial artist.
Same, Phil, same. I'm afraid of what I could do if I was in shape. So I keep myself this just as a courtesy to the general public.
I'm sure you could kill a mean ham sandwich.
Yep. Especially if it's got a lot of mayo on it to help it glide down.
Hey, I love mayo, man. Even though some characters in this verse do not. He got found eventually while he was writing all his bullshit. He stepped on one person's toes that he shouldn't have. He claimed to be like an orange belt.
Is he one of these guys who like self-publishes a million books? Like he's got like 20 books.
Oh, yeah. Yes. His Amazon self-published page has all his stuff from like 2006 onward. And it's just, you know, terrible Photoshops of his face on top of Sylvester Stallone. And it's like, future war, the one man to stop it all.
Maybe I need to start doing Phil Elmore cosplay. I need to order a white beard.
The Phil Elmore cosplay would be great because his most successful work he's ever done ever is a 30-page pamphlet called 10 Things Your Doctor Will Never Tell You About Your CPAP Machine. It has about 300 reviews on Amazon for $5.
Hold on, he's so out of shape he needs a CPAP machine, but he also wants to fight?
And the cover art is him covered all over his face with CPAP stuff and just looking pissed off, looking into the camera.
Jesus.
I'm not making this up.
I believe
And also, his second most popular book is Ninja Girls in Action Part 2, which is part 2 of 2 from like some young girls adventure novel series he did. Yeah, and then his third most popular one is Flashlight Fighting Techniques, which is where you take like a little pocket AAA battery flashlight, and he looks like motherfucking Star Wars kid. He's flailing around like, and you can blind your enemy by clicking it multiple times in his eyes when you throw a groin kick.
Wow.
And that's when he was a little bit more in shape, and he still had some hair on the top of his head. If you look at some of his older photos, he looks fucking...
Nothing like he does now.
He still looks like shit.
Is this fat fuck a married fella?
I am not sure, actually, but I'd have to lean on no. If I had to guess. He'd probably kill the woman in bed with his tantric love-making technique.
What family did Vince impersonate that got him all riled up, making threats?
That I'm not 100% clear on because he started his stream on a fucking tangent and a bombshell and was talking about he's going to take down Vince, he's going to strike him, and he's going to make sure that club and do-do-do-do-do. And then, you know, people kind of got in the chat and were telling him, Phil,
you can't really be saying that
on a live stream.
If anybody knows where I saw that video, it's probably on Twitter somewhere. Could somebody email me a link to that video?
Somebody has a clip of it on Dabblers Anonymous, I believe. I might be able to post it in your Discord if I can find it again after I get off the
call. Somebody sent me the full list of Phil Elmore's relatives. Daryl Elmore, Jeffrey Elmore, Amanda Elmore.
Oh, there you go.
Sound like a bunch of fucking bitches to me.
I bet they're all fatties who can't even throw a high side kick.
Yeah, I'd love to hear Sarah Briggs, Alan Ives, Alan Hills, Monica Hills, Gene Hills, Robert Briggs, and Adam Weigert talk about knives, you fucking hack.
Fucking pussies. Hey, you know what, though? The one fight that he did win that we can know of is some people on Bullshido found out at one point, because he was having some forum arguments back in the day, about 15 years ago. He once had a dog that got a little bit too uppity. Yeah. He got a little bit too uppity, and he beat his dog nearly to death and talked about it on the forum. It was like, this is how hardcore I am. I almost killed my dog by beating the shit out of it.
Right.
He's not a nice person. He goes after people like through Child Protective Services. He's known to impersonate people's relatives and family members to make false complaints through the federal court system against people to try and get their children taken away.
Oh, wow.
I believe he's gone after people's businesses, acting as like minorities and whatever, and, you know, complaining to the feds and saying they're discriminating against people because they are talking shit and they happen to own gyms. And Phil Elmore can't even lift a 5-pound dumbbell.
So, okay, hold on. I just got the video from Tukey.
Right on. Thank you, Tukey.
Yeah, so, all right. I'll let you go. Let me play this.
Love you, Melton. Thank you for letting me have you on, or have me on.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. What the fuck is going on? Hold on. How do I save this URL? All right, hold on. Continue. Let's share, copy link. Let me see if I can pull it up for you, fine people. Oh no, we're already doing clips, Brennan. Fuck. Phil might have to get out of his seat and leave the house. Oh no. That's rough. Okay, what happened? Okay, so the information I got is Vince pretended to be Phil's brother in this super chat, and this was Phil's reaction that he later edited out of the stream. So who's his brother? Luigi Greenberg? Is he related to Flimsy Greenberg? Flamsy Greenberg. So is this chat, Tukey, El Harible? This is so dumb. I got to start hanging out with people with names. Is this super chat supposed to be? See, this is a pawn shop or some sort of Michael's craft store, right? What is this? A shoe repair place? Anyway, I need to know if Luigi Greenberg is the guy. Oh my God, Black Eyed Sue. I'm going to rip it down and rip it in half again if you mention Deadpool again. Look, I was trying to prove that we're a community. We live together. We die together. Somebody was fucking off. I ripped your name in half to punish the group. You are a random casualty. And then Deadpool got you back up on the wall today. And now you can't get over it. Don't worry about it. See? We all healed together just like we broke together. It's a lesson. It's a lesson, Sue. So don't make me come over there and rip it down again. You're getting me really frothed. It's the next chat in blue. It's his brother's photo and everything. Okay, hold on. Here we come. We're coming. Look at this guy, huh? Oh, maybe this is a Geek Squad. He's got a blue shirt on. I gotta pot it up. Hold on. Is this him mad? This is him at a 10?
Vince, I'm going to tell you this once.
Okay. Okay, honey. Daryl Elmore. Oh, yeah, it's on the list, I said. Daryl Elmore. And then it's this guy. It's this fucking chode. First of all, this guy's way more in shape and handsome. How is he related to this? Uh I'm in a hurry to get things done while I eat and eat and my wife don't come. All I want to do is just fucking die because I'm about to yell at Vince. I don't know why. Dun-dun! Sorry about that.
You ever impersonate a member of my family again, and I will drive to fucking New York City.
And what? And do what?
Delco Chris says, nightcap. Thanks, Phil. Well, thank you.
Breast binder.
Drive to fucking New York City. You ever impersonate a member of my family? I'm going to tell you this.
The super chat says, I do agree with some of Vin's advice, but hate him. And this was Vincent that did this. Oh, boy.
Once. You ever impersonate a member of my family again, and I will drive to fucking New York City.
Oh, no. That sounds almost like...
When I fucking tell my fucking cousins... You are fucking dreaming. When I fucking tell my fucking cousins...
I will drive to New York City. And then what? Pay to park your handicap van and... What, waddle up the... What are you going to do? What is everybody going to do? You know? Like, Jesus. What are you going to do? Shut up. The mud shark. You know what I mean? Like, everybody acts like they're tough. Nobody's tough. Nobody's tough. Nobody's tough. Hold on. Why did I close that? Ah, shit birds. You know what I mean? Restore all to... Oh, that's going to play every video, though. You know what? Sometimes it's just time to start a new tab. And live with it. Ray is abusing the fake opiate kratom now. Godspeed, Ray Tardo. Yeah, I mean, he's so dumb. How does he not know this is bad? Phil's house. Ooh. Bro lives in a crack den. Is this really his house? That's fucking gross. Where does he live? Let's really, really dox this guy. Adam's soundboard. Melton, the pixels are dead. The pixels are dead. Please leave me alone. Please. I don't even know what that means, really. It's hurtful and it's fucked up. I don't know how to fix it. I don't know who to call. I need a doctor. Doctor. Der Obergruppen Riverender shitting staining. John wouldn't let me on today. Domination. Did I read all these? I suggest the Brian McCarthy interview show today. I don't know who that is. I'm a fan. Wave. Phil Elmore. Probably not the real Phil Elmore. I get it. I get jokes. I don't know how to verify if that's real Phil Elmore. De trois is the dude. De la is a the lady. A the lady. Oh. Okay, I didn't. We're doxing. Imagine just announcing that. We're doxing. Guys, we're doxing over here. We're doxing. Join our super secret Discord where we're doxing. Gloopin', gleepin', glopin', gloper. I don't know how to tell if that's the real Phil. He'll have to chat again. Hold on, I gotta open up the show. If we verify. Doxing. Okay. I sound ridiculous. People listen to this? I'm touched. I think this is the real Phil Elmore. Okay, hold on. How do I leave? I mean, what a buffoon. I might have to drive to New York. It's a lot of gas. Again, I don't know where you live, but talk again, Phil. If you're the real Phil, say something. Oh, there it is. Never mind. We're going to get to the bottom of this somehow. As soon as I figure out how to use browsers, you guys are fucked. Go to channel. PhilElmore.com. 1.27 thousand subscribers. This channel has no videos. Not real. Not real. Fake. Sorry. A fake.
Fattered Mailman. Face It Maelstrom. Farthest Meatball. Fat Toodle McNoodle. Fart Stain Mickelberg. Fuckface McAsshole. Felted. Marin. Partoid. McNichols. Pretty Mersh. Pawn Shop McSure Pear.
Pretty Mersh.
Poophead Meltered. Pasta the Malt. Partaken Monkey Bottoms. Child Pornography.
What the fuck?
Daryl Elmore has child pornography.
Daryl Elmore has.
Check it out.
Child pornography.
It's true. Everything they say about Daryl Elmore is true. I know because I sent him the children's pictures. New children's pictures.
Ooh. So Daryl Elmore is into child porn and peddles child porn. Gross, Daryl Elmore. Gross. Pedo Daryl Elmore. You hear about this? Detroit, I'm the dude. De La is the lady. I was thinking about taking pictures of all the chats tonight and seeing how much of my phone data that holds up. You know? No, it just goes to a point, like, just nobody cares. Like, if you act like it's a big deal when you say it, then it's a big deal. But, you know, who cares? Daryl Elmore, Phil Elmore's brother, fucks children, allegedly. That's what people are saying in my chat. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if he grabs kids off the bus and splits them wide open with his member. I don't know. I don't know. That's just what people have said. That he hangs out at ice cream shops and grabs little boys and loves to make them bounce up and down on his rod. That's what people are saying. So don't shoot the messenger. CMB member for 7 months. Forget all these other discords. The only one you need is Spurgtopia. Oh, join Spurgtopia. Come down, friend. Have you seen Spurgtopia? Link now in the Hackverse Anonymous subreddit. Spurg in, Spurg out, but Spurg safely. William Borgeson. Phil's phone number and address are on the website, the caller said. TheMartialArtist.in. He has a .in website? That's racist. No, I'm just saying, I heard Phil Elmore's brother. There's been a big misunderstanding. Zin's producer, clear this up. Clear this up. Set your A point here. I heard Phil's brother likes to hang out at McDonald's play places and take the kids home to play in his ball pit, if you know what I'm saying. I heard Phil Elmore invites himself to children's, sorry, Daryl Elmore, Phil's brother, the pedophile, allegedly. I heard he likes to invite himself to children's birthday parties, pretend to be the clown, and make his penis disappear in their little assholes. The children. Daryl Elmore likes to fuck the children at the birthday parties. But that's just what I heard. I have absolutely no proof of this. I cannot prove any of that. And they're just, that's just conjecture at this point. So I don't want to get mail. And I, if anybody has any questions, contact my lawyer, Vince. Vince the lawyer. If you have any questions about Daryl Elmore and his habit fucking children, allegedly, they say. They've been saying. People have been espousing. You know?
Elmore has a legal defense fund up on his website because of his constant threats of murder and fraudulent CPS fraud inquiries with the Fed. He's broken desperate. That's why he broke into Dabbleverse for super chats. CPAP fucker.
I'm trying to get out. He can have my spot. There's plenty of room. Because I'm fat and he's fat. Get it? It'll be a good fit.
BTW Phil has a legal defense fund and ongoing lawsuits regarding his weaponry and martialism, a.k.a. being taken to court for false claims with the federal against his detractors.
I heard.
Is where his SCs go to. It's up on his website.
Jesus
Much
Christ.
Love, Melton.
A defense fund with ongoing lawsuits regarding his weaponry and martialism.
Melton, leave Phil Elmore alone. He's teaching me how to make my own Swisher sweets. And also how to lie to my doctor better.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Either way. Kevin Brennan says, I'm Phil Elmore. Hey, Kevin Brennan watches this show. Kevin Brennan watches this show.
I've made a huge mistake.
Allegedly. Smokey the Spurk, I'm Kevin Brennan. This is getting confusing. Surviving the news, no, it's really me. Switched accounts. I can't fall for it again. Peter Sky Parker, today's revelations. One, he never showers at his house. The pecker peeker only showers at Planet Fitness. He doesn't fold his clean laundry. 100% handicapped. What? Let me do a Kevin Brennan on this. Because, like, me being high is like Kevin Brennan normally. Hold on. What is he saying? He never showers at his house. The pecker peeker only showers at Planet Fitness. He doesn't fold his clean laundry. 100% handicapped. Look. Thank you, Peter Sky Parker. Look. Him never showering at home is wild, but he does go straight up to like gay questions and stuff. Like the other day with that porn star that he was on for 4 minutes with him. You know, as soon as she said she had done whatever scenes or whatever, Ray was like, who's the guy? It's just like, what the fuck, man? You know? That's weird. But he's always like that. He's always like, he's a handsome guy. He always comments on men's physicalities and attractiveness. He never compliments a woman on his show. But he always tells, he's like, he's a good looking guy. He's a handsome guy. He's a good looking man. He's a nice looking guy. It's like, what the fuck? Nobody's a nice looking guy. Nobody's a nice-looking guy. William Borgeson, $10. What are you, poor now, Borgo? Jesus Christ. They're insulting, you know? Borgeson sends me $10. Sounds like a whisper in my ear, like a gnat. I'm kidding, of course. I appreciate any support. He's poor. Get him. William Porgeson says, how big of a fan is Phil Elmore now? More or less than Skarica. I mean, look, Skarica just got mad because he got called out for what he is. I mean, you heard him yourself on the show. The most insane line on a podcast this year was David Skarica going, can I tell you another reason it hurt or whatever he said. Can I tell you another reason it really upset me? It's like, no, we're not, this isn't a fucking share circle, bitch. I don't know. Phil Elmore. I don't know if that's, he's saying that's Phil Elmore now, but I can't just keep checking accounts. You have an account with no videos on it, Phil Elmore? And now you switch to your real account? Okay. Kevin Brennan doing 6 hours tomorrow. Okay. Okay, old man. Stay hydrated. You might want to get one of those IVs. You might want to have doctors on standby. I suggest you don't do it in a spa. Kevin Brennan is like losing his mind. I need 5 hours. Take that, Mountain. This isn't a chat and hang show. And then, like, every screenshot from his show this week is like dudes with their shirts off. Like, it seems like it might be a chat and hang show. I don't want to. Look, no amount of me saying that your brother fucks children will make him fuck children, Phil. So, like, who cares? Everybody's got to get over everything. Again, the internet is everyone thinks everything about everything. So get the fuck over it. What is this multi-prong attack you're going to launch on the earth for thinking things? Shut the fuck up. We can all go to bed tonight thinking your brother fucks little boys. Who cares? None of it makes it so. None of it makes it so. Move on. Keep your head forward and keep on trucking. It's what everybody in this universe lacks. You know, people think I wipe with a stick. You know, all I can do is offer them links to the stick with my Amazon affiliate link. What, like, either I do or I don't. And whether you believe it or not, it's not going to change any of that. I'll tell you that much. If I wipe with a stick, I ain't stopping because you found out. 6 hours tomorrow. Good luck, Kevin. You old fuck. I'm coming. I'll drive to New Jersey. Where does he live? Jersey or Pennsylvania? Philly. Jersey, right? Where's your new house, Kevin? Detroit, can you give this to Kevin? What? I got to keep a ledger now? Surviving the news, slightly less. Still a fan. You got to, I don't know if that's really him or not, but you got to get over it. I don't even know you, but you got a pawn shop. Don't focus on me. Focus on getting rid of that slightly used board game that's been on the shelf for eons. Hold on. When are we getting the ATP special? Should we cover Addicted to Profits again? A lot of people got magnet questions. Are you guys excited about Thanksgiving? Isn't that nice? Are we all going to enjoy our families? I've been building Addicted to Profit stuff for a bit. We've got a file. Par Dixon gifting a membership. Thank you very much. And Finkelstein Shit Kid. There's a lot of people shitting their name today, which I find disgusting. FKB. It's really polarizing. I kind of want to know. I kind of want to do a poll to find out, like, how many people are KB fans and how many people aren't. Because maybe I should turn on KB. I'm nothing if not a man of the people. Does KB suck? And I want my people to be honest here. This is a poll. This is an official poll. We're doing it. Because I guess I'll turn. You know, if people want me to turn, I guess I'll just turn. I got nothing else going on. I could just turn. Kevin's going to hate this. He's like, that's what I need on a Friday night. You just broadcast. Kevin takes everything as an attack. I was like, there were 35 people at the Atlantic City show. He's like, fuck, why do you got to shit all over me like that? I'm like, no, it's impressive. He takes everything personally. It's like 35 people is like how many people Chad has at two shows. Look at, it's dead 50-50. That's fucking wild. That's crazy. How can it be so polarizing? I love it. That's the secret to your success, Kevin. You're walking that line. God damn. Like, it's dead on. Hello?
Hey, it's Phil Elmore. That's really me in the chat.
Oh, my God. Is this really Phil? I don't know the voice, so.
Yes, it's really me.
Why are you out of breath? Calm down.
I had to walk all the way to from the living room into here, so, yeah.
All the way? From your, what, you have
yes, a, like, it's like 10 paces.
Palatial estate?
No, I was making a joke. But yeah, it's really me.
Great. How's that kid fucking brother?
Dude, uncool.
Uncool?
But despite that, I've been a fan for a while.
Great, great. Get in line, Phil.
Is it possible to get that Rick's hat that you wear sometime, or is that no longer an ongoing offering?
You have to work there, I think.
Because I didn't see it in the merch shop.
I gotta hang up. I got weirded. I can't. I don't really usually hang up on people, but I can't. I can't take that seriously. Could I get that Rick's hat? You know what? Yeah. 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 I tell you what, I'm bringing back the Rick's hat. Just for Phil. Just out of the graciousness of being able to end that. I can't. I'm somehow both too high and not high enough to deal with any of this. I cannot. Uncool? How's that kid fucking brother? Okay. Can we just... You know what, Phil? It kind of leads me into a promo, but I'll bring the Rick's hat back. There's actually some other Rick's merch that's coming in December. So the Rick's hat will be back. I'll even send one to your brother. I feel bad about that. I'm sorry I hung up. I don't usually hang up, but I got oohed. I got oohed. I don't usually ooh very often, but how is this poll so tight? Kevin Brennan, tomorrow I'm having a fish
lunch.
We
had a fish lunch.
Oh, God, I can't with that. Trick question. Is that really Phil Elmore? Am I being fucked over? I don't even know. I can't even tell anymore. I might be getting worked and this is all the potato. These guys can all do voices and stuff now. Hackride has technology and stuff, I think. He found the technology. You're not supposed to be able to find the technology, but people are finding it. Ugh. It's like, leave the technology alone. Trick question, because he sucks, but I can't stop watching. I got you. You should set your sights on that dirt whistle, Vinny the Lawyer. No, look, I don't know if that's really him or not. I don't know what's going on. I could be out of my mind. But if that's really Phil, we are bringing the hats back. And I'd love to bury the hatchet and offer you and your family a significant discount on all of our merch going forward. Okay. KB is the king of all this, original and unfiltered, and he loves you. He is the Johnny Carson of this whole universe. I'd agree, probably. Oh, no. Is this him again? Hello?
Not trying to pester you, but it's really me. For fuck's sake, it's really me.
Okay.
What, do you need me to, like, tweet you and verify that it was me?
No. I want this over.
Okay. Fair enough.
Now, what did...
Don't want the hat.
Why are you getting upset about at Vince the Lawyer about the... who cares what people say?
Well...
Aren't you an old man? Who cares?
Well, yes, I am. That's part of my problem. I am an old man.
Yeah, but you've been on the internet since DARPA. I mean, what are we?
No, he just something about him bugs me. It's the way he pretends to be one way and then is another. It's the two-facedness that bugs me. I don't know. I shouldn't let him get to me, and it was a mistake to react at all.
Vince is a troll. Nobody's perfect. All he does.
Well, I get it, and intellectually, I understand that. I was just, it was an emotional thing. It annoyed me.
Okay. Well, you gotta move on. And also, the more you make it look like your brother is up to something,
Well, no, it's that dude doesn't even know that YouTube exists. That's how I know.
That's why it's like stop reacting, and then we would all like nobody even would know that's a sore point. But now it's blown up.
Well, yes. Well, it's because I made a mistake. I mean, everybody makes a mistake once in a while.
That's true. But, we will allow redemption. We will allow it.
Normally, I don't let this stuff bother me, but I've actually been a fan for a while. When I first started broadcasting, I took a couple of cheap shots at
you. This feels like when Shuley starts talking to me. I don't like that. I get it. You're watching. You're clearly a fan. I don't need the butt kissing. Like, it gets real weird with me. I don't like it.
I'm not. This is the opposite of butt kissing. I'm saying when I first started broadcasting, I took a couple of cheap shots at you because I didn't know anything about you. And then the more I listened, the more I liked it. So, I mean, that's not butt kissing. It's
story
just,
of my life,
that's
Phil.
That's how you win people over.
Tell the executives at Universal. I'm kidding. I don't know. I got to go. I can't just be shooting the shit with Phil Elmore. What if tape of this gets out? I can't be on the phone with this guy like it's fun. I don't like that when people start the complimenting too much. It's so weird. That's why I like Kevin, because he does text me, fuck you. And then also, you know what? I didn't text Kevin back promptly. He texted me yesterday, and I was kind of out of it, and I didn't even text him back, and then I still haven't texted him back, and that's what I got mad at him about. So now my whole world is spun, and I'm starting to wonder, am I the baddies? It's cool, still a fan. We are bringing the hat back, though. That's not even a work. We are actually bringing the hat back. People like the Rick's hats. And we might do a flex fit Rick's hat, which we've never done. KB's right. His wife does smell and taste like fish.
We got a fish lunch.
Wow. Is that Gino? Block Phil's number, please. I wish I had the technology. Broccoli Phil has a brother that touched kids. You see how these things spread, Phil? The verdict is in. KB sucks. The verdict is in. KB sucks. Wow. Who knew? Pat, we need rope hats? Are you the guy who emailed me about that? I can't. I took that as a joke and deleted it. Hello.
Good evening. That last call in by Phil was disgusting. And he's already lost. He melted down this evening over just a little bit of ribbon. Yeah, he isn't long for this game, guys. And I would suggest everybody within however 150 miles of that guy that might be a part of this universe to, get some weapons or something, because he's going to snap. He showed it all right there. He keeps calling in, and it's pathetic. It's like a goddamn single mom, You treat them kind of bad, and they keep calling you up and harassing you, this is a bad deal. This guy's unhinged.
Hold on. What did he go off about tonight?
Say what?
You said he lost his temper tonight. About what?
He's unhinged with his calling back to you continuously of saying how much he's a fan and no, this is really me. What I'm saying is he's already lost. He's a defeated. I mean, just a little bit of joking around with him set him off in a bad way.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Oh, sure, if you'd like to.
If you're here, who's watching the bike shop?
If what bike shop?
Got him! You sound like an old biker. All right, we got all the info we needed. I don't want to draw it out. Thank you for the tips. It means so, so fucking much. That really helped us out a lot. Peter Sky Parker, can we put Phil's brother on the wall? No, I'm not. I don't have anything against Phil. I don't even know Phil. I know absolutely nothing about Phil or his brother. For all I know, Phil could be the kid diddler. What do I know? What do I know? And I couldn't even blame him. Have you seen how tight those kids are? Huh? Hello? How can you see how tight somebody is? Come on. People will get upset. We'll lose people now. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. We're never, ever, ever going to hang out with Melton again. All right, we're going to lock it down for members only because I'm not done talking mad shit about everybody. We're going to get dirty. You think this is bad? Wait till I start showing pictures of my dick. And then I show my actual dick. And then you realize the pictures were a lie the whole time. What? We're going to go. We're going to go. Bud Keegan says, I'm done with this. Cousin IT says, I'm on the fence. That's where I like people. We'll put up a poll. I want it to be 50-50. 50-50. Beloved Chatter says, I think you skipped my super chat. I did. But here it is. You and KB are both sensitive bitches. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. The Phil Elmore stuff really spun me. So I'm sorry. We got a little crazy. Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't even know. I don't argue with anybody. It's eye of the beholder. I'm sure to a lot of people I'm the toughest man on earth. Not a lot of people, but a couple. And then, you know, a lot of people I'm the weakest bitch in the world, but come on. You said this show is about KB. Where's the show? No, I didn't. Where did I say that? No, I said it's a KB-style show. We're not showing clips. It's a KB-style show. Nobody said this show is about KB. Where's the show? My Friday night shows aren't, you know, this is zero prep. Like KB. This is a KB-style show, idiot. Only I'm reading your chat, which is free. Because I'm not KB. Kevin, I've got 67 super chats. I'm going to do 7 hours today. Well, I think Kevin might be the whatever kind of autistic it is that makes you just weird about numbers. You know? Like, what? Like... The obsession about viewers and then now, like, I can't, hours that you go and how the number of, not even the amount of money you earn, the number of individual super chats. Do a KB style rap, Patrick. Phil's attempt to get into Melton's good graces, dare I say, was pretty cringe. I don't know the guy, so I can't comment, but I don't like the minute somebody starts complimenting me, I don't like it. I really don't. It's like Chad. When you meet Chad, he talks like that to you. It lets you know the person's like fake and wants something from you, you know? He does live math. I like numbers. I like numbers. Yeah, you were an accountant on your show, so that makes sense. Do you pronounce beloved with a beloved chatter? But I think I'd say dear beloved. Yeah, I think I would say three. Beloved. Beloved sounds weird. right? Beloved. Beloved chatter. Black Eyed Sue. Now when I sent that, KB, his numbers drive me nuts. A super chat, Patrick said he didn't know what I was talking about. Sue? Sue, do we have to do this? Do we have to do it again? I'm this close, Sue. You're on thin ice with me, woman. Get your shit together. I'll replace you. We don't have room on this wall for complainers. We're going to be coming for Sue. We're going to be coming for Sue. We're coming for your Sue. Anyway, who was I screaming at? What was I mad about? Anybody have any suggestions?
Everybody go to SvenStoffels.com and ButchKilligan.com. Buy some comics. It's not gay to buy comics. Don't worry. Just go to Kickstarter and sign up for your Butch Killigan stuff. Don't be too poor. Get the hard copy with the action figure.
People are saying that Sven is a super cool base neo-Nazi. What? He doesn't use diapers or a wheelchair.
That's right. Unlike other hosts, Sven needs neither diapers nor a wheelchair.
Hi, Sven. And hi.
Oh, we can't say that.
National Socialist.
No, come on. We can't be. Isn't that the Sven's like the Red Bar's sidekick? and they're praising the Big H?
Notice Phil didn't address a single thing the caller brought up at all. He just puked up comments about how he's a big fan and loves you.
Yeah,
and
I don't like that.
Yada, yada. He is a fat autistic creep with no skills in defending himself from the truth. Fall on those swords behind your setup, Phil. CPAP, clown.
So where does he work at? Some sort of like, again, that looked like a shoe repair shop or a... Like a pawn, it looked like a pawn shop or something. Is that like his work? Does he own a company? Is he just a writer? Phil, I'll trade you a Rick's hat for every book, for a copy of every one of your books. Because I have been wanting to learn how to defend myself with a flashlight and, I need some tips and tricks for my CPAP machine. Tips and tricks? Oh no, is this? I mean, I guess. He's a writer. That is his home office. His home office is like insane. Anyway, beloved chatters, I'm so sorry. I owe you the world. There's beloved chatter on our wall. We can get him up there to make this right. Drip CBW, FK Brown, and Phil, slow your rolls, and FKB. Slow your rolls. Oh, because fat. Makes a lot of sense when you think about it. I like numbers, it's KB. Look, I guess we should kind of like... do something. KB said replayables was on and I was going up against replayables, or somebody said that. Replayables on Shuli Network, and they put it on Shuli Network 1 on Fridays. They put it on Shuli Network 2 on I don't understand. The Shuli Network now has 16,000 subscribers. Oh God, Kevin's gonna love. Kevin's on the edge of his goddamn seat. Like, yes, yes. I'd go over your YouTube if you ever had a video, Kevin. I know. That's why I don't upload anything. That's why I don't upload anything. Pancake Nips, which is what my dad used to call me. He's a writer. That's his home office. Icy Uno, member for 4 months. You have it wrong. It's How to Defend Yourself with a Fleshlight. Tukey has the book. Oh, no. I guess if you can make your opponent come. Hold on. We said we were going to make it members only. I almost forgot. We're locking her down. You'll love members only. Bye, pores. If you'd like to get access to this whole show, you're probably going to have to get it on the overdose. I don't see how I can leave this up with all the kid-touching commentary. I'm kidding. We will leave it up. We don't care. Please take my channel. You couldn't make this go away quick enough for me. Honestly. You want the rest of this show? Become an Overdose Lite member or join the Overdose. NobodyLikesOnions.com/overdose. Of course, if you're watching live, don't worry about it. That'll continue as long as you're at least a $1.99 member, okay? Okay, now we got to wait for the delay. We have a bit of a delay. Yada, yada, yada. Thank you for subscribing. And now we're leaving it. Don't lock it, pussy. Don't lock it, pussy. It's a member show. It's a member show. We're locking it. Da 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 da. Ty Biggums just got gifted a membership by Beloved Chapman. Beloved Chapman. Smokey the Spurk, Taco Bell nacho fries pass, clutch as shizzle. Oh, my God. I'd murder for some Taco Bell. Beloved Chatter gifted one membership. Thank you. So the Shuley Network, huh? Let's talk about Jews now. Okay, come on. Did they do replayables on here tonight? No. So they didn't do it. Another gifted membership from Finkelshank Snakeskin. Thank you. People are going to appreciate that. They're going to be able to watch. Now Rage the System 9191 can watch because Finkelshinkelstein helped out. Oh, no. Chad's upset.
You sniping me? Then who the hell else are you sniping? You sniping me? Well, I'm the only one here. I got to get in shape. Too much bad jokes have ruined my career. Too much abuse has gone on for too long. From now on, we'll be total organization.
So we must have to go to Shuley Network 2. So they get 10 to 12,000 on Uncle Rico every day. Every day. 12,000 views on Uncle Rico every day. And then now they do this one. And Carl joins in too. This is savage. Yeah, I saw this.
I don't care.
I couldn't believe it. They just do this one now, making fun of Kevin. The anti-Karen show.
I don't care either to the anti-Karen show, ladies and gentlemen. Yours truly up here. Mike Morse down there. Bob Levy up top. And our guest.
I do got to say, can we put anything else together, guys? I mean, can we get these guys a case of hemorrhoid donuts? All day? All fucking day. All fucking day, all fucking night, the threes of ya. I mean, does it ever get old? Hello?
Yeah, they stopped doing the Uncle Karen show. They didn't do it this week, so they already gave up on that. And and then today they did the point counterpoint, and Shuley wasn't on it, and Levy wasn't on it because it was on Carl's network. And I guess they figure they don't make any money, so they're not going to do it. complete Shuly move, and Replayables was on the Shuly Network too. They're doing worse than you, Melton.
I mean, first of all, that's fucking insulting. I just had a birthday, so easy. And second of all, 12,000 views a day on Uncle Rico, though.
They're bought. They can't sell 50 tickets at Poughkeepsie.
They're going to Poughkeepsie?
Yeah, they're booked there in January. If they were popular, if 10,000, 12,000 people are watching a show every day, they'd be able to sell 50 tickets in Poughkeepsie. All four of them are going. They're frauds. They're bigger frauds than Phil Elmore.
Why do they go to these places where nobody lives?
No, it doesn't. They could go to Madison Square Garden. They sell 50 tickets. People live there, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, the wise Replayables.
You busted them.
Yeah, I know.
You busted Replayables, so that was kind of like, wait, if they're doing that, they're doing everything to project an image of success. But the reality is like, well, you guys can't sell any tickets. So if they, and 10,000 people were watching every Uncle Rico episode. How come they don't have any fans?
Replayables got 273 views tonight.
When I was watching, 49 people were watching.
Right. So it's like, and even so now in the almost 2 months since the views gate, they've gotten no growth.
No, and they're trying to. Levy retweeted it. He tweeted that they're going to shoot. He put the link there. It's the whole thing's a sham. It's a fucking sham. Enjoy it. I say enjoy it. I mean, it's a fucking sham. You can't trust the fucking thing they do. But if they have all these people watching their show, 10,000, 12,000 every day, where are they? Where the fuck are they? I don't care. I enjoy it. But again, it's like, it's just everything's. They do is slightly dirty, and you helped expose it through the fucking Replayable scam.
The numbers look.
I mean, once that happened, it was like, what are you guys even fucking doing? Like, you're trying to fool people into thinking this show's popular. Why?
But
so of course they're going to buy. Of course they're going to buy viewers because they want advertisers to look like you just did. Oh, they're doing great. That's all it takes for idiots like you and advertisers to think someone's doing great. Oh, look, 12,000 people watch every day. Where are they?
But the comments and the thumbs up seem to match the 15,000 viewers. That's the crazy part. They will get 100 comments on one of those videos with 12,000 views.
Okay, then you're right and they're right.
I mean, I don't know who's right. I just like, wait, maybe it's the same people? I don't know.
It doesn't matter. It's like if they had these fans, why don't they come out to see them if they love them so much? Why they've worked these shitty venues and they don't even sell them out?
Hey, do you want to see the rest of this episode? Join the Overdose or the Overdose Lite right here on YouTube now. Get access to most shows that we do immediately right after they air with the Overdose Lite membership here on the channel. You don't even have to leave YouTube to support the show and catch most of the content. Join Overdose Lite right through YouTube, just like any other membership, and get access today. Or head over to nobodylikesonions.com/overdose and join the Overdose today. Joining the Overdose gets you access to everything in the Overdose Lite level, plus even more exclusive content, RSS feeds that come straight to any podcast player of your choice that give you audio versions of every show, every special show, and every bit of bonus content that we have, plus access to the entire archives going back all the way to 2005. Everything this show's ever done, thousands and thousands of hours of content for you to enjoy, audio and video, only at The Overdose at nobodylikesonions.com/overdose. Overdose or Overdose Lite. Your choice. There's never been a better way to support the show. Thanks for subscribing.